tell us the circumstances of where he starts.
He has fled the country after what happened in the snowman. He's traumatized, and also his lifelong girlfriend Rakel has left the country with her with a boy. So he is living alone in Hong Kong in a place called Chungking Mansion, which is four blocks in the middle of Hong Kong, Nathan Road, where you can actually spend the rest of your life. You don't have to leave Chungking Mansion. Everything is there. You can eat there. You can sleep there. You can pray there. You can train there. You can have your shoes repaired, you know. So he is living there. He has he's smoking a bit of opium, and he is living in a really small room, just a mattress and air condition. And there's a girl, a young female police officer, who has arrived in Hong Kong looking for Harry. And the reason is that Harry is the only police officer in Oslo who's who has specialized in serial killers. And two young girls have been found killed in Oslo. They are not sure how they've been killed, but they both had 24 wounds in their mouth, and the direct cause of death is drowning. They have drowned in their own blood. And so she finally finds Harry, and she tries to persuade him to come back to Oslo. He's not willing to come. He has no reason to go back to Oslo. And then she finally tells him that his father is ill, and he is in hospital, and he is probably going to die. So eventually he returns to Oslo. To his father, which is an important part of the novel, the relationship between Harry and his dying father, and to this case of two murders.
Everybody who's been killed has had, there's one sort of nexus point where they all met, which is?
It's a cottage in the mountains, in the middle of Norway.
Almost like a hostel?
Yes, it is. You do have those cottages in Norway where you can go skiing or hiking in the mountains, and you have to pay like $10-$15, and then they will give you a key, and that key goes to all the cottages, so you can just, you know, you don't even have to bring food, and you don't even have to pay, you know, just put some money in the box and there will be some food there. So it's really you know, great for people who like to go hiking. So it's in one of those cottages, and all the people, nothing special happened that night that they were gathered at this cottage, but nobody can, you know, tell the police what happened that night. But they get killed one by one. So it's up to Harry to find out what happened.
How did you ever plot this one out? Because there are, you're used to, there's always a twist in a mystery. But this is like a Gordian knot of twists and turns. And I never saw the next one coming. I was blindsided every single time.
Mm-hmm. I do spend a lot of time working with the plot. I first write this really short synopsis with a basic idea for the novel, but then the second one and the third one. The last synopsis is around 100 pages, and by then I have worked a lot on the twists and turns, like you say. So it's very planned in detail, and I try to, you know, I have like two friends that I write for. And they are experienced readers of crime, so I tried to, you know, impress them, and so there had to be quite a number of twists and turns. I had to try to fool them. This time I probably spent a year just working on the plot and the synopsis.
Harry has a dark side, and he knows it, and he's okay with it, which is why I think he can catch them because he can understand how that mind works. He doesn't want, desperately doesn't want to go there himself.
No, that's true. I think that one of the fascinations that Harry had with serial killers, it's not that he thinks that he is a potential serial killer himself, but he can to some extent understand what it's about because he has this dark side. You know, for most policemen, the catch is sort of the climax, you know. For Harry, it's the other way around. It's an anti-climax. Same thing when with serial killers, when they do the killing, it's they expect a climax and it's not. And I think that maybe one of the reasons why Harry feels that way is that it's like he's chasing himself in a way. It's I think he's aware of the fact that that he's closely related to these people.
I love the series. I love Harry, and keep going. It's such fun to read.
I will. Thank you so much.
The book is The Leopard. I've been speaking with author Hugh Nesbø, and also known as Joe Nesbø if you're looking him up, because that's how it's spelled. And Hugh Nesbø's The Leopard is published by Random House of Canada.